This is Bruce Collins, your host for the Bible Studies program. Greetings and welcome to our lesson today. We're certainly glad you've tuned us in. Again, if you would like to contact me, you can do so by writing to me by regular mail, or you can contact me through my website. The website does have this program on it. You can re-listen to it there. It has a weekly meditation you might find interesting. It has some tracks, some testimonies, as well as some questions and answers on it. So if you would like my mailing address or my website address, get a pencil and a piece of paper out, and you can write them down when I give them at the close of the program. Now today we're going to continue our journey through Luke, and we've come to Luke chapter 19, verse 28, and I want to read that passage with you. When he had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. And it came to pass, when he drew near Bethphage and Bethany at the mount called Olivet, that he sent two of his disciples, saying, "Go into the village opposite you, where, as you enter, you will find a colt tied on which no one has ever sat. Loose it and bring it here. And if anyone says, and if anyone asks you, 'Why are you loosing it?' thus you shall say to him, 'Because the Lord has need of it.' So those who were sent went their way and found it just as he had said to them. But as they were loosing the colt, the owners of it said to them, 'Why are you loosing the colt?' And they said, 'The Lord has need of him.' And they brought him to Jesus, and they threw their clothes on the colt, and they set Jesus on him. And as he went, many spread their clothes on the road. Then, as he was now drawing near the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works they had seen, saying, 'Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest.' And some of the Pharisees called to him from the crowd, 'Teacher, rebuke your disciples.' But he answered and said to them, 'I tell you that if these should keep silent, the stones should immediately cry out.'" And we trust the Lord will bless to us the reading of his word. Now, we are looking at a fulfilled prophecy. We call this the triumphal entry into Jerusalem. This is where the Lord actually presents himself to the nation of Israel as their king. And it appears that they're going to receive him as their king. But of course, this takes place on Sunday, on the week of Passover. We call this Palm Sunday. So this takes place on Sunday. And before the next Friday, the day we call Good Friday, the Lord has been crucified on a cross. And before sundown, his body is taken down from the cross and placed in Joseph's new tomb. And so we're looking at Passover week. We're looking at the presentation of the Lord to Israel as their king. If they had accepted him as their king, there would have been no cross. So in the plan of the Lord, I've always struggled with this. In the plan of the Lord, he had to be rejected as king. But yet, I believe the presentation to the people as king was real. They could have had him as their king. But this was done in order to show the heart of the children of Israel. John the Baptist had come preaching repentance, and that repentance had to do with them turning from idols to serve the living and true God. They had worshipped the pagan gods of the land, and God wanted them to turn from that and worship him and him alone. And so the Lord had come and had proved himself to be the very Son of God. He had proved himself to be the one who had fulfilled Old Testament scripture. He was the Messiah. And because of the condition of the people of Israel at that time, the Lord, when he made his presentation, knew that they would reject him, and they did reject him. And they said, as we've looked at in the previous parable having to do with the nobleman who went into a far country to receive a kingdom and to return, they did not want that nobleman to reign over them, and the Jewish people did not want this man, the Lord Jesus, to reign over them. So even though he should have been the king, God in his mercy presented the Lord as king and then allowed him to go to a place called Calvary where they crucified him. And sometimes we sing, and so there he died, a king crucified to save a poor sinner like me. So we're looking at the Lord Jesus as the Messiah. We're looking at him as the rejected Savior, the one, the man of sorrows who was acquainted with grief, the rejected one. And as we look at this passage, we can see that he knew exactly what was going to happen. As I've said, I think he had made a valid offer to them to accept him as king, but he also knew that they would not accept him as king. And so God's plan that was put in place from an eternity past was fulfilled. The Lord Jesus would be the sacrifice that put away the sin of the world. And we know that because of that sacrifice, we can be saved. The sacrifice is available for all, but the sacrifice only does those good who trust in it. And the Jews did not trust in the Lord. They crucified him. And today there are many people who say they're trusting in the Lord, but I wonder if they really are trusting in the Lord or whether they're trusting in their own good works, in their own ideas, in their own churches. I wonder what people who claim to be Christians really are trusting in today. As we look at this passage, it's one of those passages that helps us understand the value of the Old Testament, particularly the Old Testament prophecies, in being confident that the Lord Jesus was who he claimed to be. Because if we were to go back to Zechariah 9, we would read these words. Now, this is a minor prophet in the Old Testament, Zechariah chapter 9 and verse 9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. And so that was fulfilled when the Lord told his disciples to go and find this colt on which no man had ever ridden, and to loose him and to bring him to the Lord. And that was the colt that the Lord made his triumphal entry into Jerusalem on. Now, when we look at this story, it's to me, it's very remarkable, because in one sense, here's these owners who are wondering why these disciples are loosing the colt. And in a sense, you could wonder if they didn't think it was a, well, we would call it today, a carjacking. They're stealing the colt. But yet, when the disciples said the Lord has need of him, they seemed to understand why the Lord would have need of him and submitted to that. And so I'm wondering sometimes how much these people knew about the plan of God when it came to the Lord and the Old Testament prophecies. But nevertheless, they must have heard about the Lord, and they didn't struggle with the fact that the disciples were going to take this colt and the mother, apparently, and take it back to the Lord so that the Lord could use him. I like this story because I think that colt that had never been ridden is a picture of one of us by nature. We're sinners by nature. And a colt that had never been ridden normally would need to be broken before it could be ridden. And yet the Lord seemed to be able to ride that colt into Jerusalem without any problem. And that's one of the reasons we know that the Lord is who he claimed to be. He had control over the things he had created, including this colt, this foal of a donkey. So the Lord asked them to bring him to him, and he was tied. We don't read it here, but we would read it in other passages that he was tied at a door without in a place where two ways meet. And you know, before we meet the Lord, we don't always understand it, but that's exactly the position we're in. We're tied, and it's by sin, at a door. A door is always a place of opportunity. And when we look at the door in the scripture, the door is the Lord Jesus. He says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out in pasture. So he says, I am the door. This colt was tied at a door, but it was without. it was not within, and we start outside the door because as sinners we need to be saved. This colt was tied at a door without, in a place where two ways meet, and that always speaks to me of a crossroads. Now, I don't know exactly what the configuration of their roads were, but give me the opportunity at least to use a little sanctified imagination and to assume that this colt was tied in a place where when it was loosed it could go one way or another. Now, the colt went with the disciples so the Lord could use him. But, you know, we're tied by sin at a door without, and we're in a place where two ways meet. We can accept the Lord and go to heaven, or we can reject the Lord and we can go to eternal conscious punishment, a place called hell. And so all of us are in that position by nature. And then the disciples come along and they loose that colt, and when they loose the colt, they bring it to the Lord, and he says, if anyone asks you, why are you loosing it, you will say the Lord has need of him. And this has always been a great statement as far as I'm concerned, because I believe that the Lord could do his business without any of us. And yet, he says the Lord has need of him. In this case, he had need of the colt in order to fulfill the Old Testament prophecy, in order to make his triumphal entry into Jerusalem. Now, the Lord could have done it some other way, but this was written prophetically, and the Lord was fulfilling those prophecies. So in this case, the Lord needed him to allow the Old Testament scriptures to be fulfilled. But I think the Lord has need of us too. I think the Lord has something he can use us for, and I think that in his divine plan, each of us could be a part of his program. But I think some of us resist his program, and we never do enter into the will of the Lord, which is that we might be saved, and we're never able to be used the way the Lord would like to have used us. And as I said, the Lord doesn't need any of us to fulfill his work in this world. He spoke and the worlds came into existence, but yet he looks at us and he would like to use us. But we have to be loosed or to be used. Loose him and let him go. And so this little colt was able to be the colt that the Lord rode into Jerusalem, the colt that presented the Lord as king, and the colt that fulfilled Old Testament prophecy. And you'll notice that when we look at what happened, they found it just as he had said to them. There's a lot of people that do not believe the Lord Jesus when he tells us what the future is going to be for an unbeliever and what heaven is going to be like for a believer. But I look at this and it was just exactly what he said, was exactly what happened. And so, friend, we need to be willing to depend on what the Lord says. For the Christian, when we depend on him, it's blessing. For the unbeliever that does not depend on him, the end result is the wrath of God. And friend, just believe on the Lord today if you haven't already. Now, our Heavenly Father, we pray for thy blessing upon the program. We pray for blessing in the lives and hearts of people that we minister to. Be with us today as we commit ourselves into your care in our Savior's name. Amen. Our mailing address is Bible Studies, Box 192, Greenfield, Iowa, 50849. Bible Studies, Box 192, Greenfield, Iowa, 50849. My website address is bdcministries.faithweb.com. bdcministries.faithweb.com, and we do thank you for listening.